Last Word on Today FM.
For the last word on travel this evening, Sarah Slattery from thetravelexpert.ie wants to talk about the perceptions and realities of going on a cruise for your holiday. Good evening to you, Sarah.
Hi, Matt. How are you?
Very good. Now, tell us, why would a cruise holiday, in your view, suit some people who might not think of it?
Well, I think the first thing I think people should think about is think of it in the same way as you think about a land-based holiday, that there really is a kind of cruise out there for everybody. So if you like a boutique hotel in a real quaint upmarket area, or whether you like a lively all-inclusive resort with music all day long and non-stop 24-hour drinks at the bar, you know, it really depends on the type of holiday you like. And for some people, they have a misconception that a cruise could be one thing, but actually, there's so many different types of cruises, from small little yacht cruises and river cruises right up to the big cruise ship I was on recently, the biggest cruise ship in the world. So there really is a huge variety for people of all ages. It's actually a really good multi-generational holiday for, you know, grandparents, parents, kids. You know, it's really good from that point of view, because usually on a cruise ship, there'll be something to cater for most demographics.
Yeah, because there is a perception, isn't it, that cruise ships are for the retired, and they most certainly are not for families.
Yeah, in fact, it's so different now. The great thing about it is, I think, is cruise companies have kind of switched on to the fact that, you know, people who like, you know, retired people who like to, you know, cruise the Norwegian fjords, or maybe go on a river cruise, or a nice smaller cruise ship with really good food, are not the same people who are going to like these massive big family cruise ships. So they are kind of creating cruise ships specifically for families. And there are other cruise ships that would be maybe a lot more adult focused. I mean, you've even got Virgin Voyages that are purely adult only now. So it's really developed insofar as you can literally pick the type of cruise that suits the type of holiday you're looking for.
Well, and I think, again, the perception might be that you're at sea for the entire duration, be it a week or 2 weeks. But tell us about the multiple places that you can get to visit.
Yeah, if you haven't cruised before, I'd say definitely go for a med cruise, because A, it's closer and cheaper and easier to get to. And usually in a 7-day cruise, you'll probably stop at a different port 6 out of 7 days. You may just be cruising one day. That's usually your typical Mediterranean cruise itinerary. You don't have to get off every day. In fact, if you don't get off, the ship can be really nice and quiet. If you want some chill time, there's usually offers on in the spa. But if you want to get off and visit a different place each day, you can do that. So that's usually a good suggestion for a first-time cruiser, because they're not sure whether they're going to like being on board all the time. Sometimes there's this feeling that you're going to be kind of stuck on a ship, but it's not like that at all. You can get on and off, you know, when you dock, particularly in the Mediterranean. Different thing now if you're looking at a transatlantic cruise where you're cruising for days on end at sea. That may be not necessarily for first-time cruisers, I would think.
And then if you do get off, do you just look after yourself, or do you go on what could be expensive organised excursions?
It really depends on where you stop. I would say, you know, if you go for somewhere like the Amalfi Coast and you want to see a few, you know, you might stop, you might want to see a few different places. You might want to go to Positano and Ravello. I would say maybe book an organised tour there. Or if you want to go to the Cinque Terre and you want to see the different villages, I would say definitely book a trip. It's good as well having the organised trip, but you know that the ship isn't going to go without you if you're late getting back. If you stop in a place like Nice or Marseille, or, you know, a city, for instance, you can literally just get off and patter and wander on your own. So it's kind of mixed. I would say maybe usually in a 7-day cruise, you might book one or two trips, you know, bucket list places, and then the rest you might just get on and off as you please.
Okay, what about dining on board? What sort of food do you get? Because again, the perception is that you might get on relatively thin, but you end up coming off a bit overweight.
Yeah, usually now nearly all cruise ships, I think all cruise ships include meals. Drinks, you may have to pay extra for drinks packages depending on the ship that you choose. But yes, usually it's kind of this, you can dine 24/7 or there or thereabouts. There's buffets and main dining rooms and snacks at the pool and free ice creams and all sorts of things. So yeah, usually you do tend to eat quite a bit. I would say if you are a foodie, I would definitely recommend taking some of the the speciality dining. So usually with a complimentary, there'd be three or four complimentary dining places. And, you know, some cruise ships would be better than others in this respect. Some would be more better for food, I have found. But, you know, you might just get a buffet or the main dining. Whereas if you go for speciality restaurants, you might get a steakhouse or a seafood restaurant or a Thai. Or so I would say, for me personally, I like to kind of eat in a few different places. So I would usually take a speciality dining package if I was booking a cruise.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
And now, if you bring the children, will they get bored easily?
Absolutely not if you pick the right ship, 100%. I'm just back from first time ever on one of the Royal Caribbean's big ships. This was actually the biggest cruise ship in the world now, Legend of the Seas. And it kind of blew me away. The kids' facilities on board. Now, I had heard a lot about it before I went on, but even me, as cruised on a lot of ships, was sort of really taken aback by what it had to offer. Like, there's eight different dedicated neighbourhoods, and some of them are specifically for children only. Now, this would be very much a family cruise ship, like, you know, more probably family orientated than adult focused at all. But there are adult only areas and things like that. But they have like a special area surfside with a carousel, a toddler's splash park, dining buffets and everything in that zone if you don't want to go to the busier pool areas or the busier buffets. Then they'd have a separate area with water slides, rock climbing walls, surf simulators, all sorts of things for like maybe slightly older kids, teenagers or adults who just like to have fun. So there's each area is kind of separated. Then they'd have there's another area which was my personal favourite called Central Park, which was named after Central Park in New York, with 30,000 actual plants. It's like lower down in the ship. There's no sea view in that area. So you actually nearly forget you're on a ship. Loads of restaurants, bars, they're much kind of quieter vibe, chilled kind of area. So each neighborhood is separate, which is actually a really great idea, because even on a ship of that size, it doesn't feel that big because you're in a kind of separate zone. But like getting back to your initial question about the kids, like, there's just so much for them to do, like everything from this laser tag arenas and like even the water park, I was amazed at. Like, they're full on six different slides, family slides with tubes that you go down, racing slides. Like, there's just so much, and all included in the cruise fare as well.
Okay, there are people asking about, is everything all inclusive really, if you start having to add on drinks and Wi-Fi and tips as well for the large numbers of people who are the staff? Because it is a bit like being on a hotel, isn't it, albeit a floating one?
Absolutely. And again, it depends on the ship you choose. Usually drinks aren't included unless you're going for the really, really high end luxury ones. Usually you'll have to pay extra for drinks packages, but I strongly advise you do, because you'd be amazed, unless you're obviously not a drinker, but you'd be amazed how like one or two cocktails at the pool, you know, and then a few drinks before dinner, wine with your meal, maybe drink after dinner. You're amazing how quickly it adds up. So I would say definitely pre-book a drinks package before you go. Now, most travel agents that you talk to, I'd say talk to a good cruise specialist travel agent, and they will advise you on the packages. Like, different cruise lines like Norwegian have a really good kind of all-in package where you get your Wi-Fi, a couple of speciality dining, drinks and shore excursion credit for like, I think it's about €279 for a 7-night cruise. Royal Caribbean tend to run offers throughout the year. They don't tend to do, the prices are a little bit more expensive on the drinks packages, but maybe like, even if you've booked your cruise, you might find Black Friday, they'll come out with a deal with 50% off drinks packages and things like that. So keep in touch with your travel agent. They'll advise you the best time, or if it's like best, your best to book the package now or hang on and see what happens near the time. But I would definitely pre-book as much as you can, because it does get expensive on board if you haven't got a package.
Okay, give us examples so of the prices for people if they were to go on a cruise.
Well, the prices I just picked out were on Legend of the Seas because I've just actually been on that. So there are obviously much cheaper cruises than this. This is the, as I said, the newest ship, the largest cruise ship. And I think from a family point of view, I kind of price next year. You'd be looking at flights, Aer Lingus flights into Barcelona, transfers, and a 7-night cruise would be €18.99. For a family of four would be €5,895, and that's going in June, the 6th of June next year. Now, you will see prices like, could be with MSC or Norwegian or, you know, there's so many different princess cruises. You could see cruise prices from like €1,000, €1,200, depending on the time of year you go. If you go in the winter time in the Med, they're even cheaper, but I don't know whether who wants to cruise the Met in the winter. But, you know, so the prices I picked out there will be particularly expensive, but that's because it's probably one of the best, if not the best, family cruise ships out there. And it's going peak time in June next year. But talk to a cruise agent, I would say, one of the top, you know, cruise agents like Sunway or Travel Suite or eTravel. They all have separate dedicated cruise departments with people who have cruised on 40, 50 ships, and they will advise you on the right cruise. I also have lots of cruise articles on the website. I have tips on how to book the first cruise, and I have a full review on Legend of the Seas on the website as well. So there's lots of different cruise deals and tips you can see there. Or, as I said, talk to a cruise specialist and they won't steer you wrong.
Thank you very much, Sarah Slattery from the travelexpert.ie.
The Last Word on Today FM.